to know when. In other words, whether you were stable or not stable. You're at Leitz Veil, but was it Heveil? Not. He went down a few steps, and in order to be merged, he has to go down 7 steps. He doesn't even know whether he went down 7 steps, or even it was down. He doesn't know. He couldn't see. Or he went down only 6 steps. So then the tip of his head still submerged, protruded above the level of water. So what a veil is the tefillah. So a person went down into the mikveh. And in order to be fully submerged in the water, he has to go down all the 7 steps. Sofik Tabal, Sofik Lay Tabal, he doesn't know whether he went down all the 7 steps or only 6 steps. And the tefillah is notable. And then, assuming that he went down all the 7 steps, he doesn't even know whether he had himself had only 39 steps. So it's a slack state. So then, we should say slack state, the chumre. Slack state, the chumre. As a matter of fact, the Primogodim Paskins, that it's based upon the Shach, of course, called slack state, I mean. But the Primogodim mentioned this explicitly. We say that if Sveiket Rabbonon is Likure, I mean, there is no Machlekes in that, but the Primogodim is the one who spells it out. So, Sveiket Rabbonon Likure, but if there is a Svek Sveik in the other direction, Lechumre, then it's Lechumre. Then it's Lechumre. So, Mele here, Big Chidesh, there's the first Loshen in Tesis, in Eleven of Onivor. That the Atilo is not like Oi, Tobal, Sopi. The Mitzvah says, no, it's not combined together. And in other words, the question is, first the Mishnah mentions the case, Yorat Litvil, Sopi, Tobal, Sopi, Waitov. Then it says Atilo. Is the Atilo like end, or the Atilo is like or? So according to Rabbi Babnoes Pshat, the Atilo is like end. And in addition to this topic, whether he went down all the 7 steps or not, there is another possibility that even if he went down all the 7 steps, maybe there was no himself. According to the Mitzvah, Apilu is to be understood in the sense of all. That was another topic. But in the case where he had both speakers, then Rav Meir would be made. Rabbonon de Reise, Svek Svek Lechumre is Varal. Taste shitting supersedes that on basis of sex fake it can be made simon, even though in Hilchin we pass like Shmuel, in Hilchin we nomin a harob, but sex fake is stronger than rob. Suck the rob. So how could it be? And see, so it's a big Kiddush, the rabbis.
He holds it still a something.
It has to be explained because even without that, why is Rav Meir saying Sveiket Torah? After all, it's a Vadai. So even with one subject, it's a Vadai. And then on top of that, we have a second Chiddush, according to the Rav, that even Sveik.
Rashida says that if you come track the race as a father, why track the race? I mean, is it correct to say then that every time we have a chazak with the paskin with the sapik, it becomes a badai? Every time we have a chazak, it becomes a badai? Or typically, if you paskin with chazak, it's begetter badai to psak? Or it's just the sapik and that's the way to paskin? She would call track the race a badai. I'm saying it's no better than a regular chazak.
I mentioned before in the shul. That in Chazoke there are 2 aloches. There is Chazoke b'tiras biru and Chazoke b'tiras din. And there are 2 aloches because Tesis and Chum says, how do we know Chazoke? We learn out from Nega. So the Kelim closes the house, closes the door, and then it establishes certain shield. So he looks at the Nega before he closes, but it takes some time.
He's
only human, so let's say he looked at it at a minute before 9. Then when he closed the door, it was already night. Maybe the minute before nine, so the nega could have diminished. Could have diminished some melee. So we say, so taste is supposed, I don't have any more home. Do I have any more home yet? This is the feudal base of whom says, hey, the apricurim of Yunrocha Chazoki, the oil nega godel, the receive Hashavua or Yochosa, the Masha or Yomitari. So we still rely on Chazoki. So from this basis, it's mashma that when do we have to resort to Exer Sakosu, that we rely on Chazoki only when the Chazoki is who are the Kanaim. I mentioned that in Gitin, in connection with the Nefoshis. So even though Malkin or Hazokis, Satan Sip or Hazokis, but the Mishishi, if a woman, let's say, trade and testify that she has Mizan as a Mishishi, but she produces a get, and the get is no Zman, is no Zman. So it's Kosha Midrash.
So it could have
One second, please. So Midrash, it's Kosha without Zman. So she doesn't get Mishishi. The question is, why shouldn't she get this? Let's say, now it's here, and she was Nizane on the 25th of Nisan. Maybe she got the get today, this morning. She got the get, they say, this morning, some melee. Some melee, she was in Ishishish. So Pesach says, no, we cannot be now. But in Kotter Kule, there's the first Mishnah, Kolan Moshin Dayim Shaita, and even here, only the Abitairis, and only the Rabbon, even if it's Tzuvah Lepanim. So the answer is, so he said, that true that Malkan HaChazokis, you see, Kansel HaChazokis, but Sofik Nefoshis is wrong. We cannot be done with Sofik. We cannot be made small with Sofik. Isurim, so, even if it's not Ibadah, there is a din chazok, but to be done personally, Nisei or Malkes, or to make some money in Sadin, there is no such thing. In Donim Yisrael, in ancient Yisrael, some male, so there are two halachas of chazok. If the chazok is not too early for name, suppose a married woman, you know she got married 10 years ago, and she's Mizani. Then she comes to Sanhedrin and she says, oh, I received the divorce 5 years ago. Where's the divorce? I lost it. Expect me to keep it. So then we give a miss. Then we give a miss. Because then it's a bill. You don't even have to resort to Yitzhak Kosu. It's his war. Like Chazok in Perek says, man, it's there. It's his war.
What's his war?
The story is, if a woman is married, got married, they are reading that they attended the wedding 10 years ago, and no one ever said
dispute
that she was divorced, so he assumed that the status quo of being married continued. Unless it is shown that it was discontinued. So, Mele, we don't have to resort to Exer Sakosu. That's the svara, the kazokin poyot shosmanu. What's the svara? Because that's the way it is. That's the way things happen.
Usually people are married and remain married.
That's right. Yeah. It's not a sri ishtanis. Rechmanu, if it would be a sri ishtanis, then it wouldn't be misara svara. It's not a sri ishtanis. So, we don't have to resolve it. But when do we have to have recourse to it? As a cause of a mega, dafkin case when it's chosofanim. Let's say at the end of 7 days, the Kain again sees, and he sees the true alufanim. So we still rely on chosofanim. We still rely on chosofanim. So something like that could be. I mean, we have to say that. The reason is to hire a mayor. The business driver, Meir, says, by the Rabbonon, so Mimele, it's fake it here, but it's a bada, how can he say the Rabbonon, but the Rabbonon has to have to show it. The answer is, if it had been the type of Reise, would be a svore in the bio of Chazoke. So then, Rabbi would relate it to Rabbi Yezi. But as far, there are two halachas of Chazoke. One is a bio, and the bio is based upon the Mitzvahs. And the one is a deen, even when it cannot be a deen. So Mele, as a deen, so as a bill, we do not say as a bill, since, of course, if there is a chazoke, so it's a nevar. If there is a conflict between two chazoke, so there is no bill. So the birurim cancel out each other. Cancel out each other. Just because one bill is ural lefanenu, and one bill is not ural lefanenu.
Suffolk is still here.
Suffolk is still it. But when do we say that it prevails? That's in the dim chazaka, not in the bill. So that's why the mayor says so. So the mele, Adim Bat Noe goes once the father, and even his vexing, but then it will be a raya, that Adim Bat Noe will be chile in kamtesis. Because tesis in Ksuba says, according to Shmuel, that the male can only have all, but on the basis of specs, they care. I think it's that few dollars in Xubes, tastes on the base. So, on the basis of specs, it can be made some other in, that means the specs they care is a stronger bill than all, because all, by moment, is not a sufficient bill. And specs they care is. So, and then the other day on the morning Suvesh, we had three shittas. We had the shita of Tisves, the shita of the Ramban, and the ancient professors, and the shita of the Rashbam, the Chidushim, all the Rashbam, I don't remember its Chidushim, it's Nechubas. Alright, so at least Tisves shita is that on the basis of Svexveke, it can even be Nisimov. So Svexveke is a stronger bill than Rot. The shita of the Ramban is that Svexveike is weaker than one. Even according to Rav, the Ramban says, even according to Rav, who says, Hilchim imomen acharol, but Svexveike Rav will be made that we cannot be made. The Hashbo in the Tshuva says that Svexveike is just like all. And since in Hilchim imomen acharol, according to Shmuel, some of them cannot be made imomen either. So, the Rabban Bat Nore, if he had held like Tesis and Ksuves, he couldn't say like the first Loshin in Erev and Dachon Evov. He said, Vada, his health is distinguished. So the answer is, he holds like the Ramban, that even according to Rav, who says, Hilchem on Acharot, only Rav, because Rav is a Bio, but Svexveiki is not a Bio. We rely on it in suing. That's the thing, according to the Rambam, the Raise, if one suffix we can be killed off, so there's the aloha. In other words, we don't have to be Reise so far, but if Vada it isn't. So Mele, by the Rabbonon, Rameya says it's muta because it's not a Vada.
Could hold back the Rashba too.
What?
The Rav could hold back the Rashba also, that's the equivalent to right.
No, he couldn't hold right. It's not to be because according to the Rashba, it's the equivalent of right.
Yeah.
Only by Momain, so we require a stronger bill.
The Rabbanu, we would have passed the time of the Rabbanu too.
So he probably would hold like the Rambanu. Okay. Yeah. Alright. Anyway, this is the Lamedvov on the base, the first thesis. They are two issues.
Yeah.
So, Lamedvov and Erev. Alright. So, Rabbi Yisi mitamei, Rabbi Yisi mei, kol dova shubachas chastum elein bisulei, achi yivoda shetoei, avol tzveikei, litamei u litamei, what does that mean? Toei. Kin sofik ochli, hiv mekon chadis, kin sofik ochalich lutmei, ui lo yochal, harisik litamei, ui vada yichlich lutmei, sofik noga bikesh, kumusol noga harisik litamei. Behane mitai Rabbi Yisi, yen kan chaskastume. When is Rabbi Yisi mitamei? When there is a chaskastume. So, but if it's, if the sofik is, whether ochal or lo yochal, or the sofik is, sofik noga bikiko shol tume, sofik loy noga, there is no chaskastume. So then Rabbi Yisi is also made to Rabbi Meir, but by the Rabbonon it's toy. Now let's the Rav. To call the Rabbonon, I'll help me, I'll go to Pras. Meir, when it's me, it's just Rabbi Yismash, it's me, it's the governor of the Tchumah, it's the Tchumah Rabbonon, 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 Shemu tabo klal, afilu tabo shemu kim, afilu nischase, afilu nischase, afilu nischase, but the Mitzvah explains, afilu in the sense of all. Rabbi Yisi mitamei afilu vitume de Rabbonu, mishmi gavei cheskas tume, so the Mitzvah shite, record in the shite of Tesis and Ksuves, or the shite of the Rashbo, not in the shite of the Rambam. Aber es ist nicht so, dass ich nicht mehr bin, ich bin nicht mehr. Ich bin nicht mehr, ich bin nicht mehr, ich bin nicht mehr. Dann mit Teil der Biesi, ich kann es tun, wenn ich noch der Biesi. Na, der Töne nicht. So viel Quang, Schuhe, ich hätte die Ohr, ich habe mich, so viel Knopf, so viel Quang, so viel Knopf, 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 Schnee, mit Quang, ich habe die Ohr, ich habe mich, so viel Knopf, 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 Yisveikei toeya, mitni sheyeishlei bameyitlei. So Shuvim is only possible in the Rabbon. Now there's a machalik of Rishenim, it's not Negeye. So some Rishenim say that even Kulei Shol is kosher midraisa. And other Rishenim say only Gimulugim or Emil Shuvim is kosher midraisa. But if it's Rubei Shol, is personally right. Yeah, personally right.
That's the tour.
I don't want to go into this. There are several issues. So with my Shubin, Shetir Achom Misakastalis, Peritazirik, Tume, Tamont Yonas, Shetir Achom Misak, my Shubin, Shubin is on Episode Rabon, so if not for Shulish, look in my Shubin, the Mitra Hosea, so if it gave them in Sokolim, so if it called Mitra in Sok Sherim, Kayim Shinof Lashuvim, the Shubin, a Shubin Pesel, and they say, because once a mikre has mem so, then you can dump in a thousand so of Shubin, so for a shoke, it is toya, it is kosher. So then, since it's Negev and it's the Rabbon, Shubin is Negev, it's the Rabbon, in a case where it's on the Rabbon, so some mele, in case of Sotik, we are tailed, with the Sheishle and Misle, hoye shneem pchusin, a boim so, v'nof al echem men, when the idea lays in a nofal, sveiki tomei, she'in li ba meisle. So that's another cloud. That even when sveiki is in kule, that's only shayach, when it can be tailored. If it is sopik, whether gimu lugi maim shubi, fell into it, so then we can be tailored. We can say, even if, even though it's not muchach, there is no logical necessity to say that it didn't fall, but in case of the Rabbon, we are clear.
That's a
bit clear,
that's a bit subject.
Clear.
Even if we just have one subject, if it falls, or if it didn't fall.
That's right, so we are clear.
But
when we know if we have two mikvoids, and we know that in one of the two mikvoids, Gimel Lugim Shuvim fell, but we don't know whether this mikvah or that mikvah, how can you be tailored? You have to test the coin to be tailored in respect to which. We have to discriminate against one mikveh. We don't discriminate. It's not a question of civil rights, but we don't discriminate. In other words, so if the sopik is sopik nofal, sopik lo nofal, we are tailored. We say, it didn't fall. even though it's possible. All right, there's a possibility it didn't fall. Oh, we know it fell, but maybe it already had Abayinsof. Maybe not, so we assume. Here the Rabbanon, it had Abayinsof. But suppose that we shneim pchusim Abayinsof, and we know it fell into one of the two mitzvahs. So how will be tailored? In respect to which one? In respect to this one, will be tailored that it's, that there was a Abayinsof. And in respect to this one, there was not a Abayinsof. We have to discriminate. There's no reason as to why we should discriminate. In Hanami, there is a pragmatic reason. That's the only place, or pragmatism, you know, plays a role, or pialoch. There is. The Rash mentions already. In other words, well, let's say, suppose one person is negin the rice, and one person is negin the rabbonon, so there is a pragmatic reason to assume that that the one who is negin the rabbonon that he didn't fall into his mikre. So if there is a pragmatic, but the Rash mentions it, but you're not going to go with the Rash.
That's really the difference of the Mishnah of one that has a by himself, one that doesn't have.
But
that's really the difference of one that has a by
himself. That's right. So there is a pragmatic reason. Hoy shneim pchusim avoyim shom nav lachne v'yidir eizem en ofal, seiki tomesh ma yisli. But if there is a reason, let's say, echad hoyim v'rabim so, echad ein be. Is it a logical reason? It's a pragmatic reason, not a logical reason. I mean, logical reason. Just because one has abim so, and one doesn't have so we should say that logic, that Nassan, the Gimelugim fell into the one that did not have the abim so. Why? We wouldn't have the chutzpah to fall, I mean. We could have the
chutzpah.
We had to follow you up, but it's a pragmatic reason. It's a pragmatic reason because, practically speaking, it's better for us to say
it doesn't work.
That's right. Or you should impose him up on himself at the memory of the Nopal. So you can tell me, Shainly, but I'm in Israel.
If he would be tribal mice in the last case, then he could hush tires here. What would it then be with those tires? Could we say, Sephiroth, Rabban, Lakola, the mice?
No. Because after that, there is a pragmatic reason.
In the last case, there's no pragmatic reason. So we say, Lakola.
So it's Tommy, no?
Fine. He's Tommy, he's not allowed to be tribal in anything. Right. Let's say Lamaic.
That's right.
Be table in any then.
That's right.
What Allah be if he was.
He has to be table in another mikveh.
And if he wasn't table in another mikveh, he touched tires. But those tires be tamei. Or you would say Safa the Rabbanon Lakol.
No. He couldn't. We couldn't say because we couldn't say now there is a pragmatic reason. No, there was
soft. No.
In other words, because it's already chal.
But if you hold shuv, he's only the Rabbanon. If you hold shuv, he's only the Rabbanon. So we still have a suffix. Which mikveh is the one that has the mind?
But we cannot close our eyes and say, didn't touch anything. And we have to say something. We don't know. So we say, we are tailored. That what? That it fell into this mikveh. It fell into this mikveh. Why not into this mikveh? For it is just as significant. This mikveh is that mikveh. If one mikveh has abayim so, and that mikveh does not have abayim so then, from a pragmatic point of view, we can say it fell into this mikveh that has not been. So you can't use it anyway. That it fell into that mikveh does not have a brain. So it can be taken it anyway. Not this one. That's a pragmatic reason. It's a pragmatic reason.
So we only use the pragmatic reason on the tzad that we want to verify that this mikveh is a mikveh kshera, lechatchila keep table in this mikveh. But over here, the case was he was table on any one of these two mikvahs.
No,
so it's not worth than
since
the topic
it
of
was chal at the outset.
Yeah,
he didn't ask a child, but suppose he came to Rav and asked a child, can I be table in one of the two mikvahs? The Rav would tell him, no, you have to look for a third mikveh.
Fine.
But he didn't ask a
child.
That doesn't mean that chayti is niskal, because I don't mean mamesh chayti niskal. That because he didn't ask a shaila, some mele, there is a pragmatic reason. when the suffix is chal, is there a pragmatic reason at the time when the suffix is chal, when the shaila arises?
But that's only a diyun whether a rav should paskin that this mikvah is good and this mikvah is no good.
Yeah.
But over here, it's not a shaila paskin one is good, one is no good. We don't want to make more than a suffix at it. And chanami with the suffix, which.
But now he's asking the Rav Shai.
After he was
I was tabled in this one.
Right.
What should the Rav tell us?
Not the Pshat the Rav will tell him, we didn't title and you were tabled in a mikvah that was
changed. That the Rav couldn't do.
No, we're not doing that. We're just going to say,
another person would come to him and ask him, can I be tabled in this one? The Rav will not tell him, we are already passed in this one, that he can be able to do that. I have to pass from everybody else.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Pshat of the Rav wouldn't be that. The mikvah you were tabling was a mikvah kshere. That would be the suffix of Rabbanan.
No, he couldn't say it. Since it was already, when the suffix arises, there is no pragmatic reason why you should be tabling one as against the other. So melee, both become possible. Both become possible. There is no din clear. So melee, somebody was tabled, can be tabled 1,000 times.
By the case of Shri Shri, where it comes to Besdin, and so Bezdin paskins for each person individually that it'll be kosher. So Enachanami is a tarta de sastre, so therefore we couldn't apply it with Achila tarta. But there still is a suffix as to which one objectively really is kosher. So in your lesson, why don't we say that there's a suffix as to objectively as to which
you're asking the same of the mission?
Yeah, the very last bit.
No, because in Ham is Mamesh, Shemi Bami is like, so it's similar to Shnei Shuri. Both Basahas. So the Alochi needs the Besnek to tell them, you can't, you are both done.
But let's say even not Lichatchila, let's say B'dyebet, like the case Mary Uda talked about.
No, so what? I mean, debity. So
then the question is,
he has to show it in.
By not asking, but he didn't know.
I don't mean by not asking, even if he had been a good Lador. But so he should have asked himself, and he didn't. He didn't ask himself, or he didn't ask himself. Correct.
Good miayim.
So it's not so that man should make a chosav in a sock and masalim with mem sock shen kish no hashuvim. Should hashuvim peisle and isi yuma miyisle kish no hashuvim vashon gom upsu. Should man yisle in one of shabim and ayin of pasu. Vekashneem suim vantalim och asafik maim shuvim mo kish yuma miyisle is. Hayim ishum di shuvim di rabbonon. For the time we tell us, kini nach meinu beer mit vamayim maim yishamayim af yishamayim. As mach de bealmei hi.
The Rash. He's bringing a raya that the shuvim is a problem in a tire. So one of his rayas is that the brayas of the brayas of shavayis aleil and says shnei mikvoy shel arbayim apoyim. So one shov, one's kosher. And the tavol becham and betuma chamura v'asa tireis tluyos. So his tine is equal to shov, but the rabbanon have alone all the tire misafik yechad the shirin and safik mayim shuvim lemik. So I'm saying, so I see from there that once we're dealing with the safik rabbanon and he was tabled already in the mikvah. So we do we. Maybe it's not a rhyme. I'm saying I see why we applied a lot of stuff in the Rabbanon Lakula.
I mean, I don't know. I have to look at it. I mean, what are you trying to prove?
No, I'm saying, I'm asking, I see that the Rashi has loved
it,
this.
The Rashi in Mishneh Gimel.
Yeah, in Mishneh Gimel.
Yeah.
The end of it already, on top.
Then?
It goes to the next page, the Rashi.
Oh.
In the second line, in the end of the second line on top.
In Natsina Mishneh. In Yevin.
And he has a proof that it's the Raisa, because if it would have been the Rabbanon, he says, so in a case where somebody was table in one of the two mikvahs, one had a bayis, one was shov, one wasn't shov, and we don't know which one it was, so the lach is tluyos.
Yeah.
So he says, if kuli shov the Rabbanon, so let it be a suffix the Rabbanon, and we should say the tayr is a tar
with
damage.
So you apply suffix the Rabbanon kula.
Even if we
even
apply
that case.
And went over there, what? There
one was shov. And one wasn't shown.
Yeah, no.
One was shown, one wasn't shown. So if you say Safak Ravana Lakula,
so, but
we would ask Rav Lachil.
There is no stira there.
If we would ask Rav Lachil, he would zichana tell us, you go to any mikvah you want, because one of these is shown, one of these aren't shown. So Lachil, if we would ask
Rav Lachil. If we know one is shown.
Yeah, one is shown, one's not shown.
So in other words, so no Safak Lachil arose there.
But we don't know which one it was.
But over here, the Safak arose at the time. When there was no pragmatic reason, And then, so it's only the later development. Here, so the suffix is chal later on, but over there, the suffix is chal before.
So over here, there's no suffix.
That's right. All right, that will be enough. I'm sorry, today, I started very late, because I thought somebody would call me, expected, all right, but it's not either of you. But I would like...
Shir Vav Mishnayos Mikvahs by the Rosh Hashiva Hei Cheshvan Hei Tav Shin Nun Friday, November 3rd, 1989.
But it didn't go over. One thing is that the Gemara Kedushin with the Rishonim, no? We didn't go with the Rash on the first rendition. Because we have a conflict between two chazon. From the point of view of the ches kastami of the gavra, we should say the gavra was tamei, and he immersed himself in the mitzvah. The question is, did this tefillah make him tamei or not? So from the point of view of the chazotim mikore, of the gavra, or of the tefillah, it was originally tamei to make tamei. But the mitzvah, then there's another chazotim conflict in this chazotim. The mitzvah had an original status quo of Ishlema. In Nisim, so they measured the mitzvah, they found it had 50 so. Now in Tishrei, they measured it, it had 35 so. So the question is, when did this diminution take place? How about all the tefillahs, all the taras that were handled between Nisim and Tishrei? So from the point of view of the Chazokim Korea, of the Shlema, of the Mikra Shlema, we should say, in Nisim, so it was a Shlema, it continued to be a Shlema, but now it is replaced Tishrei, which is a Chazokim. So there is a conflict between two Chazokim. From the point of view of the Chazokim Korea, of the Gavre, or of the Kelim. So originally the Gavre was Tamei, the Kelim was Mei, it continued to become. From the point of view of the status quo of the mitzvah, it was originally Shlomo, it continued to be Shlomo until the last day. So there is a spirit, so we should say. So I called the interruption in the mitzvah, it's from me, because Sophie is Shayochi, it's from me. It's from me, because Sophie is from me. But Rabbana says it's not Sophie, it's Svara. Why? Because Tauter of it. Because there are two races here. One race is the mikveh. The mikveh is chaseyol tamei. So that's a race. That's a race in the cheskashleimo of the mikveh. Now it's chosa. The question is, when did it come chosa? Did it come chosa the same day in the afternoon? and the Vez Nisnoi became Hosea just at the beginning of the Christish. But right now it's a Hosea. So that's a race in the Shlomo of Nik in Hashem. And then another race in the Shlomo of Nik is the Chazoket that is in conflict, the Chazkastomi of the Gavra. So there are two races in the Chazkastomi of the Nikshe. But briefly, we can say it, whenever the Aloch of Tatla Reyes implies, whenever there is a conflict between two Chazokas, so then the stronger Chazokas prevails. Which is stronger? So we say, here is Tatla Reyes. So we say, the Chazkas, Gavre of the Chazkas, Tommy of the Gavre of the Keli, is the stronger Chazokas, because that is not world for me. Mashiach King, the Shreem of the Mitri is world for me. We don't know that originally it was Tamil. Do we know that now it's Torah? Then there wouldn't be any problem. But as far as the Chazoshim of Nit, we know now it's Chazoshim. So in other words, there is a conflict that Aloha of Tatla is implied. Whenever there is a conflict between two Chazokas, so they cancel out each other. They cancel out each other if they are both on the same level. But if one is stronger and the other is weaker, we don't cancel out each other. So the stronger prevails over the weaker. Here, the Chazkastomi of the Gavre, the Chazkastomi of the Keli is a strong Chazok. Because that Chazokah has not terminated yet. The Chazkastomi of the Mikveh is a weaker Chazok. Because that already was terminated. And Shaila is, when was it terminated? Was it terminated Yudvei's Nisan at the end of the day? Or is it terminated Yudvei's B'Tishrei at the beginning of it? So in other words, briefly, the Aloha Tatla Reyes is right. Whenever there is a conflict between two Chazokas, if the two Chazokas are equal, it takes out each other, so it becomes a bit of a shock. But if one is stronger than another, we care, so then the stronger prevails. So here, the stronger is the Chazkastam of the Gavra, because that hasn't been terminated. At least it hasn't been shown that it was terminated. And has the same of the Mikveh had been shown to have terminated. Now, we know it's only 35 seconds. So the Chazkastom of the Gavra, the Chazkastom of the Keli prevails over the Chazkastom of the Mikveh. That's one thing. The other thing, because in Chazoke, there are two halachas. In all there are two halachas. In Chazoke, there are two halachas. One is, Chazoke can be a Nivara. Satan is Satan or Hazok. So it can be Nivara as a bill. It cannot be done in person. We saw it. It's impossible. Something in process of hope, it cannot be made to money, we saw it either. Sir, and of course not. Done in process of hope, we can't. But still, Satan is Satan or Hazok. Suppose somebody is Mizanin, Mishish, Rabot Chai, Mishish. Suppose Mishish, when she comes to some heaven, she said she was divorced. And in the same words again, she lost. It's possible. Sometimes you lose. But Sanhedrin will be the least. Why? Satan is here in the Chazok. We know that she was in Kadesha. She got married 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And we haven't heard that status of the Shishish has terminated. So we presume, we take it for granted, that the status of Shishish she had 10 years ago continues until it is shown that it happened. But suppose a woman was Mizane, and then she produces a get, and the get is Nozma. Nozma, all right, the Abonim is supposed to. But before the Chachamim on the Sake, before the Chachamim on the Sake, and then even now it's only possible the Abonim. And then she says that she was given the get in order. So the halacha is she doesn't get this. So things are the kasha. Why not? After all, we have the mission, the first mission in Yidei. It's called Moshe Dayan Shai. If a woman, so Shammai says, even the Gabi Tumi Bitara, there is no woman at all. And Hillel is Machmi Ali Gabi Tumi Bitara, because the Gabi Bailo, you're not Chish. And he didn't get it to me, only Rabbanon, only the Yilin, only Achish. And Shammai is not Chesh, he didn't get it to me. So if a woman made it wicked, a wicked go on fire, and she was there, and now she makes again a decay, and she's male. So Shammai says that all the tara she touched, she handled between last Friday and this Friday after it. Come to Hillel, near Abanachum, but near Lysen. No doubt that we have to assume, since a week ago Friday she was clean, that she continued to be pale. But now she's male, so now, just before the Dike Sheridisha. So even when the Chazokid Mikore of Teo was Humo Lefanenu, we still rely on Chazok. So we should get even this too. Why does Gimore that he's Zion? And he can say that in Ma Tiktens Mam Vigipi, and then maybe she'll have a Basafesi. That means it is no man. And we shall confuse again, and we know she committed adultery on the first of Nisi, and she confuses again without man, and she says, and she says that she got it in order, so we don't give a missing. Why should she give a missing? Satan is a fair husband. So, if she says, even though Satan is a fair husband, but that's only when the husband is not to go for it. The woman is resigning. Then she says, kill the boss. Where is the get? She doesn't have to get the boss. So then it's not to all of them. But if she produces the get, we know that the husband is called a she. Terminate. Question is, when is it terminated? Was it terminated now in year, or it terminated in order the way she says? So we got the issue if it's a question when it terminated, we postpone it. We say, Sadayin Shaita, but we got the Nefoshes? No, why not? Because Chazok is the other one. One is the Gersbio. If there's Bio, so it's his father, we don't even have to resort to the passage of needy bodies. But there is a lochli asinach and chazoke, even when chazoke was already hurl kaneh. But the question is, when was it hurl kaneh? Whether a minute after she needed dike a week ago Friday, or it a minute before she made this dike this Friday. So we say, we can assume that she came only a minute before she made the second dike. That's not the first deal. This material's deep, there's a concept. What is a concept? In other words, just as according to Rambam, speaking of ice material, something is pure, something is the antithesis of it. There's the law. It can be tailored that it's chut or not material if we don't know. So here there is, according to everybody, if there is a cheska setter, so we can rely on the hadar, but it's not material's pure. If it's a deep, it cannot be done in the forces, it cannot be done in the moment. All we need is a hectare we can buy. So anyway, this halach question arose. The halach of Father of Eis is considered badai kovit rabo. That even the shusharabi mitzvah is it badai b'teres biro, or it has the same din as badai because of chazok. So the raya is from this mishnah. Here, the mishnah base. Mishnah Bein says, the Tanakhama says, Tamed Vora Mu Mitzu Mechmure. Or at least, Mikashin, Mitzuchosa Kotash Nasadagun Mafreya, Bein Bein Bishay Yochum Mishram Teis, Tamed Vora Mu Mitzu Mechmure, Abel Mitzu Mechale, Kim Yochum Mechum Tein, Bishol Rashkin Tein, Borish Vora Man Shum Mishtafar, Eish Abel Bintu Vora Man Shum Yod, Ide, Sofi Tova, Sofi Koi Tova, Afilu Tova, Sofi Yishm Yemisar, Sofi Kim Bein, Shnei Mikvoi Zerdi, Abel Yimso Vecho Shem Bein, Tobu Bechani, Dea Beizemen, Beizemen Tova, Al Segi Toya, Ma Beizemen Tamen, Tane Kami says Toya. Why the Toya? But we say, Bein Vashu Sayochi, Bein Vashu Sarabim, so it's Vada. So if it's Vada, it is Biro, not it is Biro. So how can we make it? Rabbon, but it's Rabbon, just like that, we're just making it. Come on, test to have a basis. The answer is, and from the point of view of Biro, so, since there is a conflict of two chazokas, so there is no bill. Chazokas can be nivara when there is no conflict between them. But here in this case, we have a conflict between two chazokas. On one hand, Chaz Hashem of the wicked. On the other hand, Chaz Hashem of the daughter of the Kelim. True, the Chaz Hashem of the mikveh is a weaker chazokas, because it's true all upon him. The Chaz Hashem of the daughter of the Kelim, it is stronger, Chazak. So the halach is of Tartar race that we have to be safe on the stronger chazak, but not the teres bio. Bio is only shayach when there is no conflict between two chazak. But if there is a conflict in chazak, seeing though one is stronger, one is weaker, bio there is. But the teres din, so mele we treat it like ibadah. The teres din, like every chazak is treated like ibadah. Let's say, Kohen Moshim Dain Shaitan. So, Dain Shaitan is the Teres of Bailo and the Kohen to Shammai, even the other Teres. So it's really like the Barai, but it's not a Bio, because it's too old of a name. So he had two talk and they said, he's effective Mitzadim, but not Mitzad Bio. Mitzad Bio. So Chazaki can be a Mibare only when it's not in conflict with another Chazaki. Kinebi. So the male, since he's Mitzadim, so by two meter abonon, Tanakama says, we are made. And you see, according to the first Russian thesis, we discussed it last night.